Shalom Aleichem. This is Rav Heshi Reichman with a Shira for the Daf Yomi. And Daf Tez Vav Amid Beis, when the Mishnah mentions the Chamisha Tam Chamisha Mu'adim, it's mentioning various Mazikim or Chayef Pein Nezek Shalem, it mentions Adam. If a man is Mazik, he's Chayef Pein Nezek Shalem. Ma'akab Emi Yishalmena Shot hacha shot. It says in the pasuk that a person has to pay the whole value of the ox which he damages. Now back in that beis amidalef, in the word maveh, which is mentioned in the Mishnah, we have a machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Rav says maveh is adam, and Shmuel says maveh is shot. So according to Rav, adam was counted in the arba avos nezikin, in the four main categories of nezikin. Now here in the Mishnah on Tez Vav, the Mishnah is really listing Chamisha Mu'adim. It's referring to the question of you pay Chatzi Nezek or Nezek Shalem. And it puts Adam into the list of the Mazikim that paid Nezek Shalem. So that's not a problem, but that's a simple halacha. But back here on Dav Beis, when the Mishnah says Abba Ovos Nezikin, the Mishnah concludes Hatzad Hashavu Sheben Shadakan Lahazik Ushmirasin Alecha Ukeshehizik Chavamazik Shtam Nezik Nathashtum Nezik Mameta for Oretz. The Mishnah says three things about that Bavis Nezikin. Dakan Lahazik, they usually damage. Shmirasin Alecha, you have to watch them. And then you have to pay Nezik Mameta for Oretz from the best property. Now, if Adam is in that list, according to Rav, the question is Adam Daka Mahazik? Is a man character to damage? So that the Gemara asks. The Gemara asks that Kasha. And the Gemara says, the Yoshein, Daftal and Medal. The Gemara says, if a person's sleeping, he's always stretching and tossing and turning, so anything near next to him will get damaged. So it's Darko Lahazik. And then the other part of that Mishnah statement says, Shmiras Nalecha, you have to watch these things. So it says, Adam, Shmiras Gufa Olav, a person's really watching himself. So the Gemara says, Tani Adam Shmiras Gufa Olav, Hachanami Tani Shmiras Gufa Olav. Gemara seems to add some words to the Mishnah that a person is supposed to watch himself. Now, I'm going to say over a shir which I heard from Rav Yosef Dov Halevi Soloveitchik concerning the Mazik Adam, and it's in the Sefer called Rishino Shurim and Bava Kama, which are a collection of his Shurim. Now, the question is a deeper question, really. The four Ovos Nezikin, which are in the Mishnah, when you go through the Gemaras, and especially at the beginning of the Masech Nandav Beis, Gimel Dalet, with Ovos and Toldos, you see that the Mishnah is delineating four categories, or four types of Mazik, of things which are Mazik, which fall into this category, either Shor, Bor, Mava, Hever, and they have Ovos, there's a main Mazik, and then Toldos, derivative Mazikin. And then later on, the Gemara on the Vav has a discussion, Tzad HaShava, Vav and Zion. Maybe there's some cross Mazikin, the things which are fall into two categories, and because of the two categories, they become Chayiv. You see one fundamental principle from the Gemara is that not everything which a person owns or might seem to have responsibility for automatically creates a chiyuv to pay if that thing damages. It's only if the thing which he has falls into the category of a mazik, of one of these pashyos, either Eish, or Bor, or Shor, maybe Adam, It has to fall into a category, maybe a cross category, a tzadashavah shebehen, but it cannot be a standalone thing which doesn't have what we call a shem mazik, a certain category of a mazik. If you want to pursue this on a different road, not the road we're going to take, I refer you to the chidushim of the Brisker Rav, Maron Riz Alevi on the Rambam, where he discusses this general issue. So it seems very clearly from the Gemara that in order for an owner or a creator of a mazik to be responsible to pay, to be responsible to watch this mazik, Shmiras Nolecha, and then if he fails to watch it, he has to pay. The thing has to be, the item, the chayfetz, has to be what we call a cheftza, or a shem mazik, something which in one of these categories. So the question really is, even though the Gemara discusses it, but the Gemara seems to be discussing more on a technical level, how is an adam da'akol ahazik? How is a person da'akol ahazik? So it says when he's sleeping, it's da'akol ahazik, he will damage. But there's a bigger question, and that is, Can we call an Adam a Mazik? Can we give it the din of a Mazik and say Shmiras Anolecha? The Gemara says when it comes to Adam, we really should read Shmiras Gufa Olav. So we're really left with a problem here. The problem is the Gemara actually pushing Adam into a category of a mazik? So Shor is a mazik. Shor is does damage, da'akol ahazik. A bar is a mazik. A hole in the street is da'akol ahazik. Eish is da'akol ahazik. So all these things are mazikim. If you own them, you have a responsibility of shmira, of watching them. Now a person vis-a-vis himself has this mission according to Rav, which put mava into the list, and the Shmira and the statement Da'akol Ahazik, when he's sleeping at least, has the Gemara actually in the Mishnah pushed Adam into a category and said he has a Shem Mazik, whether we like it or not. We don't like to walk around thinking of ourselves as being dangerous critters, as being Mazikim, even though I think some parents think that their children are Mazikim. But the average human being doesn't think of himself as a Mazik. But the Mishnah says you are a mazik. You are a mazik. You're dangerous. So you have to watch yourself. So I'm born, I'm given a physical body, I'm given a soul, and I'm responsible for something very dangerous. I am a very dangerous being, the Mishnah says. Da'akol ahazik. That's one possibility. That's what it seems to say on the Pashut Pshat. Or if we want to more or less follow our, I guess, intuition, he would say, no, Adam is not a mazik. An Adam is an Adam. He's a person. A person's a responsible. A person has obligations to Hashem and to society. He's a human being. And human beings have mitzvahs, and human beings have things they're not supposed to do. That using a brisker word. He's a gavra. He's a gavra. He's a person. So, and he went out, this gavra, and this gavra went, and he was mazik. So why is he going to pay? He's going to pay because he did the ma'isa hezek, because he, as a human being, he broke someone's things and destroyed them. He has a human responsibility to make good the damage. It's not, you don't have to go through a convoluted paradigm and say, he's dangerous. An average person is a danger to society. His very existence is full of nezek. And therefore, he has to make a shmira. And therefore, if he doesn't watch himself, he has to pay, like someone who's not shomer a bar, someone who's not shomer an eish. That's the first approach, which seems to be what the Mishnah says. But certainly a more appealing secondary approach, even though it doesn't seem to fit so well into the words of the Mishnah, would be to say, no, an Adam is not a regular mazik, an Adam is very benign. An average person, especially a Jew, we're talking about, basically, I think we're talking mainly about Jews here. We're not really writing a Mishnah for Goyim, or for Hamas, Nazis. providing a mission about regular fine Jews who keep Torah and mitzvahs. They're not a mazik. He's not a mazik. He's a gavra. But a gavra who breaks someone's property, damages, has a chi of gavra to pay. That's what we could say. So this is a problem. Is an adam a mazik with a chi of shmira, or an adam is a chi of is a gavra? Another way of saying it is, using classical Brisker language, is the din mazik by adam that is a chi of because he's a cheftza. It's a din cheftza, he's a cheftza of a mazik, and a chi of shmira which he has to fulfill, and if he doesn't, he violated the chi of shmira. That's why he pays. Basically, you start off with a chalos din mazik, a chalos shem, a status of a mazik, and the cheftza of the adam in his objective being, or an adam is not a cheftza of a mazik, an adam is a gavra, and as a chi of gavra, he should not be mazik, and if he's mazik, he has to pay. The first way obviously fits much better into the list of our ba'avos nezikin, and the second way is maybe more appealing logically. Now, but the Rav Soloveitchik, the Rav said, was that we can really bring this into the question which is raised by a Rashi later on in the Masechta in Daf Tzadik Ches Amud Beis. There in Daf Tzadik Ches Amud Beis, it says that Raphram made Rav Ashi pay. Rav Ashi was a big scholar, and apparently Raphram was the judge. And it's a very intriguing story. It says that Raphram made Rav Ashi pay for a shtar, for an IOU, which he burnt. Kafre Raphram le Rav Ashi. He forced him to pay. So it's a very funny gemara, because why wouldn't Rav Ashi burn someone's check or a note, an IOU, and that's why the person lost money, because he couldn't replace it. So he's a mazik, so he's mazik ashtar. So why did Raphim have to force him to pay? That the Gemara doesn't say. Rashi says, Shesoraf shtar chaveru bialduso. Rav Ashi had burnt this shtar when he was young. So it's many Mephoshim interpret that Rav Ashi did it when he was a child. When he was below the age of Bar Mitzvah, he was Mazik. Now, at that age, he wouldn't pay. The Mishnah says, Ketanim P'kiyasan Ro. Mishnah Nachovel says that if a Katan is Mazik, it's pretty bad for the Nizik, because a Ketanim cannot be brought to a Bezdin. They're not responsible to be brought to a Din. So you can't really sue the katan for damages. But here, Rashi seems to say that Rav Ashi burnt his shtar when he was a katan. And maybe he didn't want to pay for it, because he said, listen, I was a child. Why should I pay for something I did when I was a child? Child is potter for mitzvos, so child is potter for mazik. Raphim said, no, I'm going to force you to pay. He forced him to pay, because Raphim held that a child who's mazik, the Mishnah says, Giyasan Ra, he doesn't have to pay when he's a child. But when he grows up, and he's over Bar Mitzvah, he has to pay for the damage he did when he was still a child. Now this requires a hesber. Because there's another Mishnah that says that a shor shall katan is patur. If a child has an axe and he doesn't watch the axe and the axe goes and damages, the child is patur. Unless there's an apotropos, unless there's an adult who was appointed by the Bezdin to watch the axe. But the child himself who doesn't watch is patur. And no one ever said that when the child becomes an adult, he has to pay. Because the Gemara says again and again in Masechta, Ketanim la b'nei shmirin dinu. The children are not chayiv and shmir in the first place. So since the chiyuv of let's say a bala shor, the owner of the shor to pay, is because he fails to fulfill his chiyuv shmirah, first you have to have a mazik in the balam's rishus, in his property or control. And then that mazik, which is in the Baal, in the Rishus of the Baalim, engenders and creates a chiyuv shmira that the Baalim, the owner of that ox, has to watch. And then, if the Baal is a Baal hochi of shmira, he could watch, and he's a posheya, and he fails to watch, and then the ox is mazik, you have to pay. That's the way the Torah works. Shmiros no lech. A katan doesn't have, he's not a Baal shmira. So he's not shaykh to say he should watch anything. So since a katan does not have a Baal shmira, so he's not chayiv in shmira. It's like, he's not Baal shmira, he's not chayiv in shmira. The Torah doesn't create chiyuvim on children who are not well, like a child below the age of bar mitzvah. He's not a bar mitzvah, so he's pater from mitzvahs. So a child who has a shor, it could be it's a mazik, but it's unfortunate the child owns this mazik, he's not a bar shmira. He's not chayiv in shmira. So therefore, if the ox of the child goes in his mazik, no one violated the chiyuv shmira. That's the key which triggers the chiyuv, the failure to fulfill the chiyuv shmira. So if the child never had a chiyuv shmira, he never failed to fulfill a chiyuv shmira, there's no trigger to make him have to pay. So therefore, if a child's ox is mazik, that's it, the child is pater. He was never chayiv in the first place, like a shor shel hefker, like an ox which doesn't have an owner at all. There's no chiyuv to pay. That's by a shor. So why would Rashi say on Tzadik Chesam and Beis that Rav Ashi, who was mazik something, he was a child, should pay when he grows up? So you see from Rashi that the chiyuv of Adam HaMazik is not because he failed to fulfill an obligation to watch himself. Because if he's not a bashmir to watch his ox, the child, he's not a bashmir to watch himself. I mean, all people who have children know that you can't expect children to watch themselves. So from being mazik, I was in my house here in Israel a few nights ago, and I have one of my grandchildren is a little girl. She's 14 or 15 months old, and the house was very quiet. So my daughter said, "The house is too quiet. Something's going on with my little 14-month-old girl. Where is she?" Ah, she finds her in the bathroom. What's going on in the bathroom? There's a big tub of water from a previous child who had a bath, and this little baby threw into the bathroom, into the bathtub, all the shoes that she could find. She put four shoes into the bathtub. Can't be angry at her. What does she know? She's a child. Nah, she's not a bashmir. She can watch herself. She thought it was a game to throw shoes into the water. So she threw four shoes into the water. And, you know, it's a kind of nezer. So we can't say that a child has a chiyuv shmira to watch themselves. So just like a child can't watch an ox, a child can't watch themselves. And if there's no chiyuv shmira, then there's no chiyuv shmira, so then there's not going to be any tashlumin ever. How can Rashi say that if the child is mazik, so then when he grows up, he has to pay? He never violated the chiyuv shmira. So you see from the Rashi here in Tzadik Ches that an Adam doesn't pay because the Adam failed to watch themselves. An Adam pays because they did a ma'ase nezek. So a child is an Adam. He is a gavra. He is a human being. He did a ma'ase. A ma'ase katan is a ma'ase gavra. It's a person's action. Not responsible. There's no irresponsibility. We can't put guilt on this child. They did not fail to fulfill their obligations. But that's not the point. The point is the Maisa Nezek is Machayev. The Maisa Nezek is Machayev. That's why the Mishnah actually says later on that Adav Chavav Adam Mu'li Olam Bein Shogeg, Bein Mezid, Bein Er, Bein Yashan. And the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin Bein Ones, Bein Ratzon. If a person's Mazik, it doesn't make a difference. He could be a Shogeg, a Mezid, he could be awake, asleep, he could be Mezid, honest, completely guiltless. He did a ma'ase nezek, he has to pay. Did a ma'ase nezek, he has to pay. This, by the way, is no gaya to car accidents, because in car accidents, the question is how you view the relationship between the driver and the car. If the driver behind the wheel is considered to be using the car like an arrow, let's say, or a gun. So it's kocho. It's like his power is in this car. Okay, he's driving it. He's applying his foot to the pedal. So then, if while he's driving the car, he inflicts the damage, even if, let's say, he's guiltless, he did it ones, there's a slippery road, and or whatever, someone hit him from the back, so he's trying to avoid somebody, he's coming head first, so he swerves, then he damages, so he's an ones. But if we say Adam Amazik, that a car is an Adam, with an extension of the driver, Adam Uliolam, you pay no matter what. If the car is a separate mazik, if let's say it's Eish, put it under Avnas Kinem Asosh, not from Ruach Mitzuya, it's like a separate Chefzah, it's in the Chefzah of an Eish, then the only part Chayiv, the only Chayiv if he did a Pshia, if he failed to fulfill the Shmira. So that's a big issue in Halacha, how you would categorize car accidents. In any event, if an Adam is paying because of the Maisa Nezek, not because he was poshe in his Shmira, then we understand the Mishnah, which says he's chayv under all circumstances. We understand the Rashi, that a katan, who shehizik, has to pay kishiyagdo, when he grows up. Now you can take him to court, make him pay. By the way, it's a very, when I learned this for the first time, which was really with Rav Soloveitchik, I was about 18 years old, I was literally terrified by the consequences, because I was thinking back of all the windows I broke when I was playing stickball in the park in the Bronx when I was 10 years old, and other things which I broke. I have to now find all the people and pay them, because according to Rashi, a katan has to pay for all the damage that he ever did in his life. It's a terrifying shita. But that's Rashi shita. Now, if you say that and Adam is chayiv the term of Smaisa Nezek, not because of Shmira, we still now have a problem. How did Rav interpret the Mishnah that this is in the list? Even though the Gemara says he's sleeping and Shmira is gufa, the Gemara fixes up the language of the Mishnah to make it more accommodating for Adam, but still the category is very hard, because the list is telling us halachas of Mazikin, which have a chayiv of Shmira. An Adam is not a mazik. An Adam is a chiyav gavra. He doesn't have a chiyav shmir. He pays because of the maisa. So it's difficult how it fits into the list. Now, when we discuss getting back to this halacha here in Daf Chavav, where the Mishnah says Adamu diolam, a person pays damage no matter what happens. So there is a long Tosfos about this in Chav Zayin Amud Beis. That Tosfos is not so convinced, he is definitely not convinced, that you should take this Mishnah, Gemara and Sanhedrin, literally. He goes through a lot of different sugyas and Gemaras, and he concludes that it's not true, based upon all the Gemaras that he throws in there, about seven different Gemaras. He says it's not true. It's not true that an Adam would the Olam, an Adam has to pay no matter what happens, whether it's a shogeg, mazed, onus. It's just that a Maisa Nezek, it seems, he has to pay. That's what the Pashup Shad is. He said it's not true. An Adam, he says, only pays if he's poshe, if he's guilty for some negligence. It says, onus, it doesn't mean it. The word onus does not mean he was forced to a level beyond his control, which normally what the word onus means. Tosfos says the Mishnah here in Sanhedrin uses the word onus very loosely. It means he's somewhat forced, he's somewhat innocent. He is definitely guilty, Tosfos says. It can't be. An Adam doesn't have to pay for something which he did with in an completely innocent, any damage which he did in a totally innocent fashion. Tosfos says it's not true. An Adam does not have to pay for that kind of nezek, if it's totally guiltless. He's mamish onus gomor, complete onus, completely under duress. He only has to pay if he's somewhat pasher, but the difference between Adam and Adam mazikim is only a matter of degree. A normal mazik, like a shor, the Gemara later on discuss, shmir, me'ula, shmir, pechusa, So let's say basically it's a category of negligence which we would call pshir. Gross negligence is when a ruach metsuya. You expect the wind and he didn't take care of it. So let a fire out there in the street, lights a fire while there's a wind like blowing here in the hills of Tarnov. Such winds, like today's winds, which I don't know, 50 miles an hour winds, he makes a fire in the middle of the street, so he's a pushay of gomer, he's a completely negligent man, it's a ruach metsuya. A regular wind, and he makes a fire. So that's a pushay. But Adam, Shmiras Gufa Olav, Taisu says, means that he has to watch it more. Listen, a person's with his body 24/7. The fires, sometimes I make a fire, sometimes I don't make a fire. Holes in the street, I don't make. It's not 24/7. My body is with me 24/7. So since I'm with my body all the time, there's this extra special level of care I have to take care. That I should be careful not to be mazik, not to trip. The whole sugya in the third paragraph, the tripping is pshia, nisko pshia, not pshia. I have to watch out because I'm with my body 24/7. So it's an extra degree. Basically, it's a chiyuv shmira, Tosfos says. An Adam has a chiyuv shmira. But he has more chiyuv shmira about his guf than he has with the other mazikim. Tosfos goes very, very fine-tunes it to such an amazing point. He says that you find that in the laws of shmira, of shomrim, of watchmen, Hashem Achinam has a chiyuv to watch and not be a pesher, not be negligent. Hashem Mesachar is getting paid. He's supposed to watch and not allow geneva or aveda, not allow something to be stolen or to lose it. Now, between geneva and aveda, aveda is more of a pshia, more negligence than geneva. Losing something is worse than having it stolen. But it's still not pshia gomer, not complete pshia. So you have three levels, pshia gomer, full pshia, which is shem achinam, aveda, losing, Geneva let something get stolen, and that's Shem Mesachah. So Tosfos wants to say, based upon all these Gemaras that he has, that Adam HaMazik, there's a split. If he's poshe, if he's negligent to the level of Ke'ein Aveda, as if a Shoma loses something, that's the level of his negligence and his Nezek, in a parallel way, that's when he's Chayim. But if an Adam is Mazik, where the pshia is ke'ein geneva, which is less negligent, then he's bipata. So he clearly is working with halachas of shmira. So we have to say that Tosfos Chav Zayin Amud Beis, who definitely so fine-tunes it, calibrates the level of the negligence of an Adam, and that's when he pays, but if he's less negligent, he won't pay, and he certainly thinks that Ona is completely beyond control is certainly potter. So clearly that Tosfos takes our first Mishnah very, very literally, api pashtus, that an Adam is a mazik, whether we like it or not. It's very insulting to our human ego. We don't like to think of ourselves as being mazikim, but we are, even adults, not just babies and children are mazikim, adults are mazikim, people are mazikim, people are dangerous creatures that God put into this world. They're mazik, and therefore they have a chiyuv shmira. And the chiyuv shmira is this level which Tosfos explains. So according to Tosfos and Chav Zayin, there's no question why it's in the Mishnah, of the first list of the Mishnah. Now, however, Tosfos says that the language of the Mishnah, Daf Chavav, which says Adam Mu'ud Le'olam, is Lav Dafka. It's not true, and Adam is not Mu'ud Le'olam. Most of the time, and Le'olam is a stretch, most of the time is Le'olam. However, many Rishonim disagree with the Tosfos. Many Rishonim, particularly the Chachmei Sfarah, the Chachamim in Sfarah, they felt that the Mishnah should be taken literally. Adam Mu'ud Le'olam means that a person is Mu'ud in every single case. Now, the Ramban over there in the Chavav, he's the one who said that that an Adam is Muad no matter what he does. In all situations, even if he's completely innocent, he's walking on the street and there's, unbeknownst to him, there's a slick spot. Someone comes by, pushes him and knocks him down, and he then falls and hurts somebody. So Adam Muad Olam is Mamishli Olam. And I just want to mention a couple of ideas, because there's a long Tosfos there. Tosfos has a few basic truths which the Ramban rejects, and that's something that you should know. And that is that he has this famous Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that when a person is sleeping in this mazik, so imagine two people sleeping in the bed, and one is mazik, the second one. So the Rishami says there's a very big difference when the first and the second person went to sleep. When the first person went to sleep, the first is the mazik, and the second will be the nizik. If the first person went to sleep, the mazik, and the second person was already sleeping in the bed, and the first person went to sleep, and in his sleep he was mazik the second person, then he's basically chayiv, because he knew the second person was there, so he has a certain level of guilt. So that's why he's mazik and he's chayiv. However, if the first person went to sleep, there was no one in the bed, he went to sleep on his own. And then the second person lay down next to him and he went to sleep, and then the first person mazik the second one. So the Yerushalmi says in that case, the first person is pater because he had no responsibility. He didn't know the second person was going to lie down next to him. It's onus gomor, it's complete onus. So there's no trace of guilt whatsoever. So Tosfos says, you see from this Yerushalmi, that for the Adam to pay, he has to have some traces, some level of guilt. There's no pshia here at all. It's mamish onus gomor, that he went to sleep, the first guy, the second guy was not there in the bed. The second guy comes later after the first guy's already sleeping, and then the first guy's mazik him, so how can you blame the first person? So you see onus gomor's part. So Ramban says that this is no proof at all, because in this case, the nizik is guilty. When do I say that if an Adam is mazik, muadli olam, he's chai, ben onus, ben shogi, ben mazik, ben ratzon? All of these things, because there's no one else to blame, so the Adam, the demaisa mazik, he has to pay. But if the nizik is to blame, he's the pasheya, that's a ptur, that's a special release. So, avada, an Adam is muadli olam, but you can't have a nizik be posheya and then blame the Adam to make the Adam pay for the pshi of the nizik. So if the nizik himself lie down second, then avada, he's posheya. If he's posheya, then the Adam rishon will be potter. That's what the Ramban said. However, if in general, when you can't blame the nizik, then an Adam has to pay, even if he's an onus. So according to Ramban, also, the Ramban is another. There's another broad category that Tosfos quotes, that if a worker, the Gemara says in a few places, that if workers break things while they're working, so it says in the Gemara that they don't have to pay. So Tosfos says it must be because when they're working, it's not really a gross negligence. People are working, so accidents will happen. So it's minor negligence, and for instance, it's ka'ein geneva, it's like a geneva level of loss, so therefore they're potter. That's how Tosfos proves his shita, that the level of shia is the determinant fact by Adam. So he says a worker doesn't really, we're not talking about workers wanting to get paid, they don't want things to break, that makes their job much harder. So it must be that it was a very minor mistake that he made, and so therefore he's potter. So the Ramban says, no, an Adam is muad even on the scum, even though he's completely free of any guilt. So why should a worker be potter? Because he says he's a worker. A worker is given reshus by the boss to handle the property. Part of that reshus is that the boss, when he hires him, will give him a license to make normal work accidents. Normal work accidents do happen. So is there any, you can't hire a worker and not expect that along the ways, between 1,000 workers in 1,000 different places, there's not going to be an accident. There will be an accident. That's just the nature of the world. So every boss who hires workers, is paying them, is giving them a reshus to be mazik like a worker is mazik. If the worker is basically innocent, it's a normal work accident. So this is part of the reshus. So it means that there's a mechila that when he hires him, he's being mochel these kinds of accidents. So therefore, there can't be any. There's nothing to do with a regular adam mazik, where a stranger is mazik somebody. That's what the Ramban says. So a poel is a separate ptur. So Ramban says there's one special ptur of Adam when the Nizik is a Poshe, and another special Ptur if the Mazik is a Poel, that's a separate Ptur. But otherwise, besides these two situations, Ramban says basically across the board, Adam Muda Olam, even Ones Gom. So now we have like this, according to Ramban, who says that an Adam Muda Olam, a man is always Mazik and always has to pay, even if Ones Gomor, so he holds that the Chiyuv is not based upon Shia. The Chiv is not based upon Shia. The Chiv is based upon a Maisa Hezek. There's a Maisa Hezek. So apparently this, now we get into a secondary really interesting question. Is a Maisa Ba'ones, a Maisa Adam Ba'ones, is it called a Maisa Adam? Human beings have actions in Halacha, obviously. Things which we call a Maisa Gava, a human act. So if a person does something under total duress, he has no choice in the matter. His body does it. Does that mean he did it or it happened, so to speak, you know? It happened. But it's not me. When people break things or kids break things, they like to say, it wasn't me, that happened. They basically want to remove the maisa from them. Now we know the Na'alo Sasadav, what the Torah says, that if a woman is raped or whatever, she's part of from Mechil of Chiyuvim on the Swachman of Patre. The halach of onas rachmana patre in averus and onshin, this is now a problem which you have to address. Is that a ptur onesh? But the maisa is a maisa of an adam. It's a maisa avera. He did an avera, but it's not chayiv to get punished. Or an avera ba'onesh is not a maisa adam b'chlal. It happened, but it's not me. It's not the gavra. The gavra is not involved. His guf did it, but the guf is not him. He is in the neshama. His neshama is not responsible, cannot be given any kind of blame or even responsibility for what the guf does. If it's ba'onis gom, it's not a ma'isa gavra. So we see from this Ramban, he says that an adam mazik, an ones gom, has to pay. Certainly no pshia whatsoever. We see that it is a ma'isa gavra. We say ones achmon a patre, in general, the Torah makes a ptur of ones, that's an onshin. You don't get a punishment, not an olam hazeh, not an olam haba. But the mice is a mice of air. That explains why in the Al Chetz and Yom Kippur we say, Al Chetz Shechotam Fenecha, Ba'ones Uveratzam. We actually ask the Kaddish Baruch Hu to forgive us for sins we did Ba'ones. Why should I ask the Kaddish Baruch Hu for forgiveness for Ones? Ones Achmon Patre. Why is it even called a Chet in the first place? It's not a mice of Gavra. So the fact that we say in the Al Chetz, Al Chetz Shechotam Fenecha, Ba'ones Uveratzam, means that we're saying it is a mice of Gavra. It's a person's act. Didn't have ever own this, and totally guiltless. So someone pushed me, and then I fell on someone and hurt him. I have to feel that I did a myself error. I did an aveva, even though I didn't have any decision in this situation. And it's a myself error. I did it, and therefore I should say to Kaddish Baruch Hu, Al Chet, I feel bad that I did such a thing. So Kohen Ramban, a myself gaver is a myself own this, and the chiyuv of Adam is based upon the myself error. Now the Rambam Shita is in between. The Rambam Paskins in Chobel Mazik. And Perik Vav, Halacha Dalet. He Paskins that if a person's climbing a ladder, and if the ladder, if he's climbing a ladder and he feels that the rungs of the ladder are not strong, and anyway, he says, I'm going to climb anyway, and taka, they break. So he's sort of a pashe, a sort of negligent. He's chayiv on any damage he did when he fell down. He fell on somebody, hurt him. But let's say he's walking, climbing a very good ladder, and he didn't realize that the ladder was decayed, it was rotten inside, and all of a sudden the ladder collapses on him. Sometimes you have work accidents, people on scaffolds, all of a sudden the scaffold collapses, and no one really was expecting it. It wasn't a pshia. It was onus gamur. It was like an act of God. So then the Rambam paskens that if a person falls in that kind of a case, and he's mazik, hareza potter, shezumaka b'day shemayim hu. It's a heavenly act. It's an act of God. Man's not responsible if his body damages in a situation of onus gamur, of complete onus. So it means the Rambam is like a middle shita. He holds an adam amazik is chayiv, and any kind of guilt, even minor guilt, which Tosfos says no, means ones ka'en geneva. Tosfos says very minor guilt would be potter by adam. Rambam paskens, even minor guilt, very small level of shia, ka'en geneva is chayiv, but ones gama, complete innocence, the Rambam paskens is potter. The Ramban sheet is even ones gama, even completely innocent, you have to pay. So clearly the Rambam sheet is in between the Tosfos and the Ramban. So we said that according to Tosfos, the chi of Adam is a chi of Shmira. And that's why he has levels of Shmira which makes him guilty and other levels makes Potter. Ramban sheet is on Adam is a chi of a Maisa Gavra. He's chayiv even on the scum. And the Rambam is in between. Now the Rambam you could interpret both ways. You could say the Rambam sheet is that Adam pays within Shmira. But he just holds that every kind of possible shmira he has to do, even Kain Geneva. And if he doesn't, he's chayiv. Because as we said, Adam is shmira's good for Olav, so it's something you have to take care of 24/7, so it's total responsibility. But you only pay when there's some kind of guilt. But if it's onus gamur, complete innocence, then the Rambam says there's no problem of shmira, because he can't say he violated any kind of shmira. He did whatever he could. He was completely innocent. Rambam says, potter. That's one way of doing it. Or you can say that the Rambam might disagree on our first premise, on our second premise that we said. The Rambam might feel, no, an adam is taka chayiv for doing a maisa mazik. For doing a maisa mazik. For doing a maisa hezik, as a gavra. Not because of shia, but the Rambam sheet is that onus gamur, if it's completely innocent, it's not a maisa gavra. It's not a person's act. It's an act which happens b'day shemayim. It's a heavenly act. Well, my body did it, so God took control of my body, and my body did something. I'm not wasn't in control. It's not my action. And you know, the Rambam wouldn't, Rambam according to this view, would have a problem with the al chet shechatan of necha ba'oneis of v'ratzon. Now, there is another Rambam which might shed light on this question. Which of the two pshatim is the correct pshat? The Rambam paskens in Rambam paskens in Perek Ches from Chovel Amazik Halacha Beis Tadalim. He's talking about a musr. He's talking about an informer who informs to Jewish enemies about some Jew, and because of his information, this Jew loses money. The government, or whoever it is, the Nazi government takes away the Jew's money. And this other Jew is Moser. He informed on it. So the Rambam paskens, let's say he was forced. Let's say the Moser was under duress. The Nazis took a gun and said, unless you tell us where this Jew has his diamonds, we're going to kill you. So under duress, he was Moser the diamonds of the Jew to the Nazis. So does the Moser have to pay? Because normally a Moser has to pay. He's a mazik. Because he gave away the diamonds to the goyim. What about this case where he did it the ones because he was on the threat of his life? So the Rambam paskens, the two situations, if he just told the Nazis where the diamonds were, and he did it the ones because he's afraid of his life, he's potter. But if the Nazi says, you better bring us those diamonds, he knew where they were, and he went and took them. But Yodayim, he went and brought it to the Nazis, he's chayiv. So the question is, it's a stira, because the Rambam himself paskened that by the case of climbing the ladder, the person falls off the ladder, but only scummer when it's completely makom b'day shemayim, there the Rambam paskens potter. And here by Masur, the Rambam says, if the Jew went by Yodayim and took it by Yodayim, he's chayiv. So why should he be chayiv? Did it be a dying? Apparently the Rambam sheet is just talking about it, giving information. That's not necessarily a maisa mazik at all, if it's done under duress. But if he doesn't be a dying, it's a maisa mazik. that the Zemaisa Mazik bonus, why should he be chai? So here Rabbi Soloveitchik came up with a very important idea, that there are two kinds of omnes. There's an omnes which is a physical omnes. A person has no physical control about what happened. Let's say he's climbing a ladder and it collapses. He's on a scaffold, it collapses. No fault of his own. No physical control. And in the case here of Masur, he has physical control, but he's under threat to his life. If he doesn't deliver the diamonds, they're going to kill him. It's also considered onus in the Torah, but it's not an onus in the physical decision-making. It's more in the mental situation, in the social situation, he's onus. He's under duress to save his life. So there might be a very big difference. If it's a physical onus, where he has no physical control about what happened, nature itself took control of that situation, the scaffold collapsed without him knowing anything about it. So it's a makabe de shemayim. That's not a maisa gavra. That's not a maisa gavra. That situation is nothing. He has no responsibility, no chiv whatsoever. But if there's a gun to his head and says, go and find those diamonds and bring those diamonds to us, so he went. He did a maisa gavra, but he did it the onus. That is a maisa gavra. That kind of onus, an onus al yidei kfiya from other people. Other people are forcing him because of threat of life, which is din onus. He's hatzalas nefash is a din onus, but it's a different kind of onus. It's an onus where he's forced by the goyim to save his own life. He has to deliver the diamonds. So that's a maisa hezek. He did a maisa hezek to the victim. It's a maisa gavra. Then the Ram passes. He has to pay. Okay. So now, getting back to our original question after this somewhat lengthy discussion, if we'll say that an Adam is a Maisa Gavra, what is it doing in the list of the four Mazikim? So here, and we know from the Gemara that the Mishnah makes more sense that the guy is sleeping. So the Rav wanted to say, maybe we could talk, say such a Chiddush, based what the Gemara says, that Taka live for persons awake. He does a maisa when he's awake, it's a maisa adam. Then he taka pays mitzad the din maisa, whether it's like, it could be a child that have to pay according to Rashi, or according to Ramban, he has to pay even if they're completely onus, and no control. Rambam in certain cases, onus. But if he's sleeping, and he does something, you can't say it's a maisa gavra. There it's just the pshat is, his body is dangerous, and he has to watch his body from being mazik when he's going to sleep. That when he's asleep, he's not really functioning as a gavra. He's turning into a cheftza. So it's a viskavot. So if a guy's awake, he's a gavra. It's a maisa gavra. He pays under any situation. If a guy is going is sleeping in his mazik, then he's a cheftza. But he has a din shmira. He went to sleep. He should know his body is a cheftza of a mazik when he's sleeping. He has to watch it and follow the rules of shmira. And in that case, in the Chanami. So when does Rashi say later on that a Kotten should pay for Nezek if he's Masik when he's awake? But if a Kotten is Masik when he's asleep, Yitaka will be Potter, because that's no Shir Shmir, you sleep. A Kotten will have a Shmir in the When did the Rambam say, or Ramban say, that if a person doesn't have the Nezek, the Ones, he has to pay because he's awake, because it's a Maisa Gavra. But if a person doesn't Nezek when he's sleeping, he's taka pata bonus, and that's taka the Yerushalmi, without the Ramban's pshat, that the second guy is guilty. It's just done. The first guy went to sleep, the second guy wasn't there. So when he's mazik, the second guy went to sleep later, he's completely honest. I will say, Adam is chayim bein shogi bein onus. That's only when he's acting as a gavra, when he's awake. If he's asleep, he's not a gavra. What is he? He's a chefza. A chefza is pata if there's no pshia, no shmira. Because in dinner, the shmira of a chefza of mazik is that you have to have a pshia to be negligent in the Shmira. Thank you very much.